by the new and living way.
Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way, consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness with God's servant.
We bless you. We've come to you, our Father. It pleases you to leave us in this world, to change us, to make us become like you are, to make us gods in the earth. And it pleases you, and that is why you are changing us. That is why you are shining light to us. That is why you are unveiling yourself. Because you want to make gods on earth. Thank you for this honor. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you. We are most grateful to you, our Father, for the path you are showing to us. Above all, we cherish the knowledge of salvation you are given to us. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, the indwelling word in us. We've gathered again. You said anywhere two or three people are gathered in your presence, you are there. We are believers and we trust your presence in our midst. Thank you because you will teach us again today. You will raise us up. We will be built in the name of Jesus. This is the assurance we have in your word. And we thank you. For man can do nothing. Lillian has no word. I don't know what to alter. I waited on you. But it's your word. I yield myself as a vessel this morning, that you will speak. You will speak to us. You will speak to us. I have faith in you, that you will speak to us, that you will unveil yourself. As our faces are different, so our levels of understanding, our level of comprehension. Father, you will reach everyone today. In the name of Jesus, mercy shall be built for everyone. Mercy for entrance. Mercy for entrance. Mercy for entrance. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for mercy for utterance. Mercy for utterance. Mercy for skill. Mercy for delivery. I ask in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father, for you have answered. Be magnified, be glorified. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Yeah.
I anoint you even to be my mouth, even to speak my mind, even to shine light upon my body, for I am the head of the church and I am touched even with the burden of my people. I am burdened even with the burden of my people. Therefore, I make you my mouth. I anoint you even to speak my mind, even to speak even to the hearts of my people, even to minister things that would bring light, that would bring life, that would deflate burdens, even burdens that ought not to be even upon the soul, to shed light, even light that will bring strength, even light that would help many, even in the journey, even in the journey, even in the journey, even in the journey. I bring wisdom, I bring wisdom, I bring wisdom for to help some who are already even clogged up in the journey, who are tied even somewhere in the journey. I bring wisdom for to help many come out of weights, come out of burdens, come out of distraction that is slowing down the journey. I bring help even through you to help, even to help for many to hasten, even to hasten, even to hasten, even wisdom not to be snared in the journey. I bring even through your mouth, even through your mouth, even through your mouth, that you would help many even to see these words, even this word, even this word, even this word, even this word, even this Jesus's word, even this Jesus's word, even this Christ word, even this Christ word. I bring help for you. I bring help to you. I bring help through you. I strengthen you even to belch out my counsel. Have I not spoken to you that there is a mantle, that there is that mantle, that there is that mantle, even that mantle that I brought upon you. I brought it 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 upon you. It's from my Father. It's a wearing of my Father. It's a put your faith in me and trust me, because that mantle will mantle through you. That mantle will mount through you. That mantle will mount through you. That mantle will skill through you. That mantle will think through you. And that mantle will bless through you. There is a mantle. There is your mantle. There is that your mantle. There is that. It is your mantle. It is your mantle. It is your mantle. You are the mountain of that mantle. And that mantle is mounting on you, even to bring blessing, even to help, even to see in here. There's an angel sent in here. There's an angel sent in here. There's an angel sent in here, even to help you to minister, saith the Lord Jesus.
Amen. I receive and I believe in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. You will help us. Amen. How many of us have faith with me? Amen.
Amen.
You know, you are confident when you have word. You walk down with, you know, such confidence. And I want to have that confidence. But they know they allow me. I want to speak like Pastor T. And like Pastor TJ. You know, speak like them. You know why I always run away from pulpit? After I finish, Satan will come and be dealing with himself. You just messed up. Can you? I don't hear myself. My husband have tried to listen to what I said. Because it's further death. But I believe the word of God. I'm a believer, a strong believer, a strong believer. And I know he will speak to us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Just believe with me. Let's open to 1 John. 1 John 3. I read verse 1 and 2. Beloved, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We are loved. We are loved. Do you know why? Because light is dawning on us. Understanding is coming. Definitions of life, of true life, is being handed over to us. There is more reason why we must thank God always. Daddy said we should thank God in the New Testament. You know, in the Old Testament, like he said, they thank God for external. They thank God externally. You look at the handiworks of God. You give God praise. David, Moses thanked God with what they are seeing. And he reflected on the song they raised to God. Even to us. There's this song, I think he sang in Yoruba. Oye kadupe, oye kadupe, arasan. Ategun fe igida kogbe walo oye kadupe. They are singing from an understanding of the handiwork of God. When you look at creation, you are bound to know. You don't need anybody. Anybody saying is an atheist is a mad fellow. You don't need anybody to tell you that God exists. By the time you look at nature, look at the beautiful things God created, you know that indeed God exists. God is true. But we in the New Testament, it's good we thank God for all those things, but much more We should thank God for the configuration that is going on the inside. That we are journeying out of the earth. A higher judgment is being handed over to us. We no more reason like dead people. We are escaping from the snare of the fowler. He calls for thanksgiving. Beloved, what manner of love is love? Is out of love that God gave his all. The Bible says he withhold nothing from us. Even in our sin, in our iniquity, he says men have gone away. All are seeking their own. No one seek after God. But in his mercy, he didn't give up on us. Unlike me, if I come to you once, twice, and you snub me, that is the end. Are you feeding me? What do I have to gain from you? That is the end. To your tent, O Israel. But no, that is not the judgment of God. God does not reason that way. God does not reason that way. Look at, is it Hosea? Look at all the things the woman, he said, go after her. She left you and went to another man. God, is it not enough? He said, no, go. God is a lover. God is a lover. And is that nature that God wants to configure in us? Pastor TJ was preaching on Sunday. He says, name, you talk about name, you are talking about nature. Christianity is all about nature configuration. Changing us from the inside out. I tell you, my brethren, we need to constantly praise and thank God. Always. Always. Situation should not determine who we are. What you are going through shouldn't determine who you are. Your expectation should not define you. You should not look down on yourself because you are not attaining the standard of this world. You know, this world is Satan's own. He told Jesus, he said, just bow down. You know, everything here is mine. And truly, he has the key. And I will give it to you. He is the architect of this world. He designed it and gave us standard, shifting man's attention from the Creator, giving us definitions, wrong definitions of life. A man is running helter-skelter to meet that standard. And in running to meet the standard, life is escaping. Man is degenerating. Man is dying daily. a result of wrong definitions of life, wrong judgments being handed over to us by a cherub. I was just coming from the village. At a point, I shed tears. Men are dying. I'm not talking about physical death. Spiritually, men are dying. You could see fierceness in the face of men as a result of pursuit of vain glory. Souls are, oh my God, going far, doing all kinds of atrocity in order to meet up. That is the language in their mouth. I must meet up. I must meet up. And they are racing, running a race that God has not given to them. But for me and you, it's not so. Mercy has found us. Mercy has found me and you. They are giving us judgment. The judgment that helped Jesus escape the snare of Satan. That is the judgment they are committing to me and you this time. Everlasting judgment. Everlasting judgment. They want to make us everlasting. They want to make us everlasting. That is the emphasis of the hour. So that we can see him and become like him. That is the manner. That is the love the Father has bestowed that we should be called the sons of God. His love. His love. They can't make flesh God. They can't make flesh God. You need to be everlasting to become God. And that is why they are committing this judgment to us. They are giving it to us. There is nothing good in man. There is nothing good in man. Man have so fallen. We have so fallen that we need to be raised. And they are bringing judgment. Judgment of the everlasting light. Judgment of the everlasting light. They are giving us Christ. We are learning Christ. He says, learn of me. Learn of me. Christ is a learning. Christ is a standard that God has set for us. Christ is our standard. Christ is our role model. We have to look exactly like him. He has been made to us righteousness. Open to me Romans 5. Romans 5, 8. He says, but God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Continue. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Wrath is not external only. We have wrath inside as a result of learning. They've handed over judgment to us that are harmful, that can't stand our Father. And that is why they are introducing Christ to us. Christ is being given. The knowledge of Christ will help us get rid of man is wicked. When the Bible says man is desperately wicked, who can tell it? We are carrying things. The enemy have wrought things in us that will not help us go to God or acquire this everlasting life. And as this judgment is coming, my brethren, let us do everything. Let us do everything to race. Let's do everything to race. It's for a season. It's for a season. Maybe this is your season to have learned Christ, but because of distraction, you've not completed your syllabus. That is hindrance. Is a hindrance. The soul of man is wicked, and that is why they are giving us judgment. They are not just giving us everlasting thoughts to fill us, to make us bright, to make us the elite of religious circle. We are the best. You know, Satan can hide there. We are the most sought out for. We've gotten the knowledge. What is it? You know, the Bible says knowledge puffs up. Satan can keep us there and we'll be romancing with scholars. We are scholars. We can rightly divide the scripture. And you are going to study is to prove. So that when you come out, by the time you speak, this guy, he has devoured scripture. He has become scripture himself. The Bible says we should be wise. We should be wise. It's only Christ, I always say it, that escaped him. It's only Christ. He rattled all the prophets with all their ghosted nature, with the Spirit of God upon them. So, let's come to him in humility. In humility. In meekness. In meekness. Acquiring this life. Having this life. Learn of me. Look at Luke. Luke 23. Let me see 8 and 9. Look at the judgment of the one we are following. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus. He is the author. He began it. And he was the only one that finished it. So, if we are not learning, if we are not looking at him, the enemy will get us. We need to look at him, X-ray his life. We need to X-ray his life. Look at his examples. How was he able to make it to the throne? What were his judgments? I read from verse 8. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracles done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. If it's me coming before, is it Biden now? Let's leave Buhari. You know, the president of the United States wants to see me. In fact, Holy Spirit, you will off the Holy Spirit, because you want to prove a point. You want to be recognized. Your CV has gone up. And when you get there, everything about spirit we go. You want to speak Queen English. And you want to do perform miracle. You will be talking of all your, you know, miracles that you've done. All the powerful things. Knowing that he wants to know. So you've not, you've been in Israel. You've not heard of all the deeds I've been doing, all the miracles, raising the dead, providing for this and doing that. Where are you? But the Bible says what? Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. Nothing. He kept quiet. He was silent. Go read the scripture. He didn't vaunt himself. He didn't want to prove a point. These are higher judgment. Thoughts of the everlasting nature. They don't vaunt themselves. They don't try to make name. See what Nimrod did. Just because he wants to make name for himself. He was able to convince the whole nation. That must be an orator. He wants to convince them away from the presence of God. What are you looking for? You have your life. Your mates are fodering. Your mates are doing something. And you say, this is what you want to remain. They will disdain you. And Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me here on earth, some of us, when it comes to, you know, the things of God, maybe in your working place, you don't want to identify with believers because you feel they are a cake. You rather move with the elite, these ones that are, they know what the system is talking about. They are in vogue. Some of us, we are like that. We parley with them. We are torn with them. Check it. Check it. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. But Jesus chose to identify with the lowly. The fishermen that are smelling. You know how disgusting fish can smell. And those were the people he was associating with. They wanted to make him king. I'm showing us the judgment of whom we are supposed to follow. Ah, you fed 10,000. Come, we want to make you king. Come, we want to make you our representative. Everyone will beckon on that offer. But not Jesus. He said, I know you. You savour the things that be of men. But anything God, the world does not love God. They love their own. So our judgment must be in accordance, in line with Jesus. That is how judgment is being committed to us. Look at the preaching this morning. Somebody walked on this planet Earth to secure that lineage. A man was led. A man submitted his life. And that is why the Jews are enjoying what they are enjoying today. Because a man chose to go all the way out. He chose. Was it palatable? No. Even for Jesus, was it palatable? No. He said, they that must live godly in this earth must do what? Suffer persecution. If you are not ready to suffer persecution, forget about everlasting life. Pastor was preaching, was it 2 Sundays? He was talking about evidence. Little did he know that Russia and Ukraine will be running helter-skelter. If their evidence is in what they've possessed. Because that is how we Christians, the wrong judgment that Satan hands over to us. What we use in judging a good Christian is, all is well with me. Don't you see that God is with him? Because the external is booming. He has all he's looking for. You look at that man and you say, indeed, this is a Christian. This is one whom God is with. Okay. They are Christians. Aren't they? They are. And some of them would have acquired some houses, their cars, possessions, all kinds of things. Where are they now? They are gone. As they are running for their life, are they carrying those things? So where is the evidence of that Christianity? He's been burnt. He's gone. So if you have nothing on your inside, you have no evidence.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I perceive our sisters responding to a burden that's even in the heart of he who is speaking over us at this time. He who is speaking over at this time, he is reflecting his burden, his burden. May love tears as a stay was a caple de vazeles tatele agese stopatesia was the costa capitus. Live like us. Live like me. Live how I am living, for I live from my inside. I live from that which has been installed in me. I live from that which has been deposited even in me. For even my earthly sojourn, in my walk with my Father, he deposited things in me. Things in me that even death could not separate me from. For you see, if you judge yourself from things external, then that which you judge yourself by can be separated from you, even by movements in the earth. For you see, everything, even man builds upon the foundation of his life, which is Christ, even in the spirit, will be tried by fire. It will be tried by fire, so that the things that can remain, which are the things that have been installed inside, will be only things that will speak of that which you stand even before me to declare. For what you declare before me is your life, and your life should constitute of the abundance of things that you have within, the abundance of grace I've poured within, the abundance of life that you carry within. That is how even the Father even finds expression. Even his identity is from within. He lives from within. As men that will learn even the life of the Spirit will also learn to live from within. Live from the deposits of life that come even from your spirit and spill into your soul. For that is what even them that are cognizant of things that are going on around the spirit, that is where they judge from. They judge from within. Oh, that my people will look within. For there be some of you complaining about your without, but I'm telling you, just look within. Look within and see the mighty things that I've wrought even within you. Even mighty things that will last even longer than this present existence. They will last longer than this present existence. Even everlasting works with him. Things with him. You judge rightly when you judge from within. You judge from within, says the Spirit of God.
You know, that's Satan's strategy. Wrong definitions of what life is. And that is why humanity is running race that is not set by God. They neglect the real thing. And the building is lying flat. Nothing. Bushes have grown in the foundation. And we are looking at the external. He keeps eyes. What evidence? If he say God is with you, check your mates. Look around you. Look at how your mates are prospering. Look at how your mates are moving forward. What is the evidence that you are serving God? Why are you judging me from the external? Why are you judging me from the external? Can you compare what is going on the inside with mundane things? Like as I was saying, everybody is running for their life. And everything they've labored, searched, looked for in their lifetime, they watch it burn off. So, if that is the evidence, they are of most men miserable. So, if there are no substance inside, you've got no evidence. So the evidence is the substance that is being added to us daily as the revelation of Jesus Christ is being revealed to us. Let's see, according to that prophecy, 1 Corinthians 3. I read from verse 9. It says, "For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building." Who are they referring to here? We, believers. Believers. He said, "We are God's husbandry. We are God's building, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ." Christ is the foundation. Now, verse 12. "If any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest." What substance are you receiving in your building? The building that collapsed in Lagos State was because of what? Inferior materials. Inferior materials. Inferior substances. There was no commitment to sort out for good substance, good materials that will make the building strong enough That is exactly what is happening in Christian folk. There are some substances that men are using on the foundation, which is Christ, that cannot stand the test of time. And this is the reason why God is granting us sight, giving us substances of Christ, so that the building will be solid enough to harbor God. You see why you need to, you must not joke with hearing. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Not by doing. By hearing. You hear and you take step. What are the substances you are hearing? You are receiving to make that building. Is it gold? The Bible says every man's work will be tested. It will go through fire. It must go through fire. If it's of gold, definitely that building will stand. But if it's of hay and wood, anything can happen. And before you know it, it will collapse. Substances that is not of Christ cannot stand. It can stand. You know, we are taught that Christ can still follow. That is why knowledge is in progression. God wants our building solid, and that is why He's giving us everlasting light judgment. Let's not joke with it. Every man's work. Every man's work. I sense some people discouraged. So discouraged. I can sense it. For how long? If you know, may our eyes open. Yeah. If our eyes is open, what is disturbing us will not disturb us. It's because we are short-sighted. We are so myopic. We are not seeing the big picture. We are just seeing parts. If they unveil this truth to us, we will stand and tell the devil to his face, come rain, come sunshine, I will stand. I will follow him to the end. Paul said, what will discourage me from following? Is it nakedness? Is it husband? Is it admission? Is it traveling? You see, this traveling can become a problem. I don't know why the thing is a problem. Are you? Well, let me not talk. They will say, because all is well with you, have you? When you are in my shoe, we know that it's good to get out of this country. It's true. But my brethren, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Sit down and know that I am God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Upon vous bien car le feu combatenia. I am your satisfaction. I am your satisfaction. I am your satisfaction. I should be your satisfaction. Look up to me. I am enough. I am whole enough to satisfy you. I am more than enough to satisfy you. I am the journey. I am the beginning of the journey. I am the end of the journey. I am the one that started the journey. I am he who finished the journey. For I want you to relax and relax. For nothing is out of my control. For nothing is out of my control and coordination. Relax. Your life is in my hand. Your life is in my hand. For things that are working against you, even things that seems not arranged according to your formula and your definition, are working out my purpose in you. My purpose in you. For you see, those things are for a moment. They are for a moment. They are temporal. For the enemy surround you with those contradictions so that you can drag the button, so that you can be discouraged on the way. But I'm he who is holding your hand even in the midst of the storm. I'm he who is guiding your feet in the midst of the darkness. Even when you seem not to hear my voice, I am still with you. Even when you seem not to feel my presence, I am still with you. For I am still with you even to the end. For you see, when every other thing that seems beautiful, when other thing that seems beautiful, even those things that seems ugly in your life, after they have disappeared, I am he who will stand. I am he who will stand last. I am he who will stand last. For at the end, nothing will stand beside me, before me and behind me. I am all in all. So relax. I am a child. I'm be focused. And get me. And you'll be satisfied. See the Spirit of God. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. On a carpet is on a carpet. For you see the door. For you see the reason for the contradiction. The reason why you are discouraged. The reason why it seems there is no way forward again is because there is an open door. And the enemy is afraid of this door, but knowing fully well that your entrance into this door is another victory over him.
is another victory over him. For before you lie, a great victory. A great victory. For you see, the confusion is from Satan. For you see, the contradiction is from Satan. I am not he who will bring the contradiction. It was Satan that bring the contradiction. Is he that is in charge of the contradiction. The confusion, the discouragement is from Satan. And it's because a door is before you. A door is before you. For after this season, press on, after this season, angels shall come to minister to you. For there is a ministration that is waiting for you. A ministration of light. A ministration of strength. A ministration of courage. A ministration of life. A ministration from me. Even your Lord Jesus is after this darkness. Is after this contradiction. For there is a door that is open before you. Press on. Press on. Press on. And be steadfast in faith. Be steadfast in faith. I will break through. You will break through. I will break through. You will break through. You will break through into me. And I will break through into you. For this is the blessing that is awaiting you. Don't want to be distracted by the contradiction. Don't want to be distracted by the noise. Follow your spirit. For I am speaking to you from within you. Just listen to me from within you. Listen to me from within you. And you will see light out of the darkness. And press for it. There is an open door. Even an open door for you. Angels are waiting to minister to you and for you. See the Lord Jesus.
Amen. 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 Romans 8. I read 27 and 28. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the first born among many brethren. It says, and we know, verse 28, all things work together for good to them that love God. You love God, aren't you? Don't we love God? The Bible says all things work together for good. That situation, you need it to get to where you are going to. Don't abort it. You need that orchestration. You need that tight corner to get to where you are going to. Make full use of it. Don't let the enemy cheat you by making you to complain and murmur. All things work together for good. Ride on that and see that open door that is before you. Without that situation, you won't get to where you are going to. Make full use of it. Make full use of it. You need it to climb. You need it to access the door. You see, when a door is about to be opened, that's when you see, it's like they will stifle things. Everything you think you would have gotten is not forthcoming. Relax. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Look at Abraham. Father of faith. You said you've blessed me, seeing that I go childless. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. Reward, shield. Who is going to possess all this? No fruit of my own. With all I've labored for, is it Eliezer? And you said you are my shield and exceeding great reward. Low judgment. But when God upgraded his judgment, he said, I look for a city whose builder and maker is God. I no longer look for a child. What is a child? They raised his judgment. He was able to see that Isaac was not the gift. Everlasting life is greater than a child. Don't say that to a married woman. Years in marriage. 10 years. Don't say that to a 50 years woman who is not yet married. And you are telling me I am your shield. If only we know. I'm not saying it's easy. I've been there. He didn't even reach up to 4 years or 3 years. It was like they've taken the whole world. But when judgment came, I gave it up. And it was when I gave it up, they released her. Learn to give it up. Trivialize it. You know what Satan always like attention. Attention. Magnify it. And all your life. I remember I'm talking to myself. You cry and cry and cry and cry. Come up, Ida. Come up, Ida. You run. Come up again. Give me this or I die. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. Eshuburuo. He's a wicked guy. He's the one that arranged it to. He's the one that will give you bowl. Oh yeah, yeah, start. Start. He will keep the bowl for you to start crying. He's the one that arranged it to. My brethren, be still. Be still. What they are doing inside of us. They are committing the thoughts of everlasting light. You should cherish it above rubies. If I go today, I'm happy that something is inside. We are in the market, oh. We are buying. As you cannot know, the first person that came to the market and the last person that leave, do you know? You just go to market, you are buying, you are buying, you are going. This one is coming, they are buying, they are going. You don't know the first to go, you don't know the first, the last two. That is what we are doing. What are we buying with? The Bible says, Isaiah said, come buy. You need to buy. But without money. But you must buy. It's exchange. It's exchange. What are you exchanging your soul with? What are you buying? What is in your bag? Is it a PhD in nanophysics? Is that what your soul is buying? The biggest estate in town. The best car. The most pretty wife. And the most handsome husband. They are all good. Buy, oh, you are in the market, oh. We are all in the market, oh. What are you buying? What is in your bag? What is in your soul? Is everlasting life in it? Are you buying patience? Are you buying meekness? Are you buying long suffering? What is in your bag? What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Is your soul that is buying you? Is my soul that is buying? 24 hours, my soul is buying social media. What are you buying? Market will soon close, oh. What have you purchased? Walk circumspectly. For the days are evil. Heaven is selling stuff. They are selling gold. They are selling silver. Precious stones. What are you buying? Don't be deceived. Whatsoever a man sows, that is what you will reap. What are you buying? Commodities are being sold to beautify you. Daddy was talking of precious stones. What are the benefits? For decoration, look at it, it's so beautiful. It's on the inside. That is what they are selling to us. Make haste, come back. Make haste, come back. By the thoughts of everlasting life. Stop trading with things that will perish, with use. Those things will perish with use. Buy precious stones. Buy this thing. Sell it not. Don't let that situation deprive you of what is going on. You know, season comes and goes. Is the season of which fruit now? Mango. It will come. It will go. So if you don't buy now, you have to wait for another season. This is the season of everlasting thought. Buy! Save money. Don't waste your time romancing with what you feel you've not gotten. It's nothing compared to what is going on in the market. God is distributing. Everlasting thoughts is more than the whole world put together. It's a season. There is a season that is upon us. Do well. Do charity well. Somebody, Abraham was able to get it for his lineage. He didn't come on a platter of gold. He was led. And we must be led. Don't be afraid of leading. Sometimes it's not palatable to the flesh. But tell yourself, I can go through it. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I can do all things. I can do all things. So this is the time to do charity. Do charity well. If you don't do charity well, no judgment will be given. Oh, everlasting light will not be given. See what that Genesis 11 said. He said, as long as these people are one, they will achieve that thing. God knew. If he didn't go to scatter them, they will build that city. They will erect it. It will get there. Why? Oneness. Oneness. Unity. Unity. We want heaven to come. We want the thoughts of God. We must be one. We must be united. We must do charity well. We should do it now. What should bother us is that I have not done charity well. I've not done charity well. Look at what is inside of you. Ah, you see some actions that you, so this thing is here. I'm still this wicked. Oh, what wretched person I am. Lord, help me to get rid of this covetousness. We must be led, oh. That is how they will scoop out the things that is inside of us. You will hear. After hearing, you will be led. Moses didn't become ruler. Just like that. They took him through process. A priest. Now became a servant. Got married in the house of his wife. You want to follow God? Be ready to eat shame. Yes. You know, some of us, we don't like it. Anything that will, you know. I don't know how to put the English. I will do away with it. I can't stand that. What a humiliation. Ah, you've not started. You are not ready for Christ. If you are ready for Christ, be ready to eat shame. Our maker ate it. He ate shame. He's the owner of the universe. But he was beaten. If you are the son of God that you profess to be, do this. Bah! A slap. Just that you are not even recognized is like, wow. Has he gotten to that? But they did that to your maker. He says, if they persecute me, they will also persecute you. So, let's do charity to climb. A door is upon us. A door is upon us. A door is upon us, both individually and corporately as a church. Let's do well. Let's do well to enter. Let's not waste time. Let's not waste time. Flesh will not inherit everlasting life. Flesh, there is nothing good in the flesh. Nothing. That is why they will train us and train us to drain those things away. Paul was led. Hebrew of the Hebrews, from the tribe of Benjamin. Those CVs were taken away. That is how they commit judgment to us, by leading us. As they are leading us, they are giving us judgment. Let us race. Let us race for what is ahead of us. Let's race. Christ in you is the hope of glory. That is a great evidence that I need to have. That I'm loved. That is love. It does not yet appear what we shall be. They are decorating us with precious stones that should suffice us. Tell God, I'm happy. Instead of complaining, just be thankful. Just be thankful. Say, Father, I thank you. I am grateful. Even if I'm denied of this, but I have you, that suffices me. And God, don't fail. God does not fail. God is true to his word. God is true. I'm a living, testimony. Please, God is true. That thing might look as if it's lingering. But can you just hold on? Stay there. Don't look left. Don't look right. Stay there. I was telling them in Ikorodu how we started. I got married without seeing anything. Just to tell you that God is true to his word. I made up my mind that if he's poor, I chose to be poor. I said, I want to be poor. Because that was the picture that the enemy was painting. And I made up my mind. My people were asking me, you sure? Yes. As long as this man have God, he will take me to God. That suffices me. Enough. The Christ in him is enough for me. And I was saying it without understanding. But what was propelling me was the love. I really loved God. And I wanted to know him. And looking at everything, there was no hope. He had no hope. That's our external hope. Yes, he doesn't have it. You young ladies, at least, even if he shall have, even if he's OND, at least. At least I can relax. I can lie in that one. So what am I saying? I signed in for poverty. Yes, I did. But is it like that today? It says the seed of the righteous will not beg bread. If my tarry, when we started, it was rough. It was rough. But did it remain like that? But Satan will tell you that is the end. I'm trying to encourage us. Don't give up. Those things are distraction to make you take another plan B. Stick to him. He's true. God is true. Forget about, you know what is troubling us? It's problem that is not a problem. It's a problem because of the judgment the wicked one handed over to us. But if you look at it in the real sense, it's not a problem. You are progressing. You are living. You are receiving light. The revelation of Christ and God is dawning on you. That should suffice you. Those were those days that I had nothing. I was religious. No scripture. I don't know. John 3:16 was what was on my head. It was just religion. Don't wear trousers. Cover your eyes. I wear scarf 24 hours. That's me. In the school, I have my beret. Because angels. Yes, sir. I attended CMS Grammar School. My beret is always on my head. My sister was so annoyed with me. Because he said, will you see husband to marry? With this way you are dressing. My own was just religion. Don't and do. Come and say what is in the Bible. I don't know. But don't wear this. Don't do that. And I held on to it. And I was moving with it religiously, following that thing. With that knowledge, I entered. I married. To tell you that God, seeing the heart, that is why it's all about heart. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Why did you come to God? Is it so that he will bless the work of your hand and take you to that place you are looking for? That was not what I was looking for. I was looking for God. You know why? It wasn't easy for me because of where I was coming from. I wanted God at all costs. I wanted God. I never liked my people's religion. And I wanted God. And as a result of that, they wanted to kill me. And I said, hey, I will get this God. So my heart was just God and God and God in ignorance, because he saw my heart. And that is why he brought me to this path. Is your heart? What are you looking for? If you are looking for God, if God is all that matters to you, he will give himself to you. God will give himself to you. Just make up your mind. God is true. That is what I'm hearing. God is true. He doesn't lie. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways higher than yours. He will take you higher. In him. In him. In Christ, and in the living God. He said, this is everlasting life, eternal life, that we might know him, the only true God, and Jesus, whom he hath sent. David said, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord. He said, set your affections on the things above, not on the things beneath. If you are constantly down, you will be disturbed. Look up. There is no good thing on the earth. Look up. Set your affection there, and it will come true to you. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Let us make use of every opportunity to climb. That is what matters. Everlasting thoughts is what matters for now. For now, we need to just pray to God. Give me understanding. Give me judgment. Forget about that needs. Forget it. Forget it. Forget about that need. Just pray, God, is you. Is you and you alone I want. Can you show me your face? I don't want your hand. I want to see your face. I want to see your face. Show me your face. Show me your face that I will come to you. That I will come to you. I want us to stand. I want us to stand. We thank you, our Father. We give praise to you. 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 We thank you. Can we thank him? I want us to thank God. I want us to repent before him. Let's repent of our complaint, of our murmuring, of our dissatisfaction. Let's ask, Lord, that you will forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. We have murmured. We've sinned against you. We've wronged you. We've grieved you, Holy Spirit. Because of our actions. Forgive us, Lord. Heal us. Heal us. You said we should ask for forgiveness, and you will forgive us. We ask, oh God, that you cleanse us from every unrighteousness. Thank you for you have forgiven us. For we pray in Jesus' name. By the authority that is in the name of Jesus, we come to you, our Father, as a church, and we take authority over every wrong atmosphere. We command it to dissipate in the name of Jesus. You are free in the name of Jesus. Walk in freedom. Walk in liberty that is in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name. Where?
Jesus. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. I've shifted it. I've shifted it. I've shifted it. Even in response to the authority in the name of my son that you set in motion, I've broken it. I've shifted it. For I've shifted atmosphere. Atmosphere. Even wrong atmosphere that minds have sustained. Even atmospheres that have been trapped in certain regards, even by art, they've been moved away, say the Spirit of God. They've been moved away. I hear the Lord say, give thanks in faith and stand in victory that I have wrought.
By the new and living way.
We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church or call 0909-054-2599. You can also contact us by WhatsApp on 0803-688-4759. God bless you.
Oh, by the new and living way, consecrated for